But you worked for Sverrir for how long? Oof.
Whew, some years and years. Shit, man, probably 4 years, something. Fuck, I don't even know. That kind of time is rather hazy.
More sex, drugs, and rock and roll than now.
Okay, so fuck it. Yeah, whatever. So the first day I moved here, I was actually staying at Sveti's apartment on top of House of Pain on Legavere. Yeah, cool. I didn't, Sveti was just a nice guy, super helpful. It's like awesome. This guy's pretty cool. He's like, all right. So I moved here on Vestmannaeulgi weekend. He's like, all right, look, everybody's going camping up north. You can stay here in the city with nobody or go camping with everybody else in Iceland. And I was like, well, I fucking hate camping. Gross. But fuck it. When in Rome, why not? I'll go camping. Fuck it. So we're in Sveti's car. He's driving. There's one of his Fafnir motorcycle club dudes. And then another Fafnir guy, another Fafnir guy. Basically, it's me and a car full of bikers. Yeah, 1% biker guys, which, when in Rome, fuck it. So we're driving and they're telling stories and stuff. And somebody in the front seats produces a knife that was about this long with a giant pile of powder on the end. They're like, here, snort this. And I'm like, ew, no. What is it? Don't worry about it. Just snort it. I'm like, no, that's weird. Snort it. So yeah, here's these four bikers looking, snort it, do it, snort it, snort it. It was amphetamines. I never did that shit. That's for hillbillies and stuff, at least in the States, you know what I mean? But when in Rome, being forced with a sword full of
snort it, not really snort it, you should snort it, go ahead.
So long story short, I didn't sleep for 3 days. This was my welcome to fucking
So it
Iceland.
basically never went camping. You just stayed awake the whole time.
And like the tent I was in, Okay, so Sveti and his wife had like one pod, then there was like a living room area, and then my little pod over here. Basically, it was a giant fucking tent. So yeah, I was like this for 3 days. Like, why do people do this? This is horrible. I'm asleep, but I can't sleep. I can't even close my fucking eyes. And I just had to listen to them fucking the whole time. So I'm just laying in this camping bed like,
shit.
Why? What have I done? What? Where have I went wrong in life? I thought I was making a turn for the better. So
vulnerable guy coming from leaving his home after a hurricane.
And that was different. I'll say that. So yeah, that was that.